morning. It's your host, Fiordalisa. In this episode, I'd like to share something I read in the Inspired Living Guidepost, page 10, by Amy Eddings. So here, she did an article called Spirit Lifting. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. That's Psalms 3:7, verse 4, NIV. So she said, a recent writing exercise asked me to list everything I love. Here are some of the items on that list. And she described the items that she loves. I want to describe the items that I love. So I love my job. I love my grandson. I love my daughter. I love my mom. Love my family, period. I love my laptop and phone, which I'm able to use to do my podcast. I love just the people in my life, period. I'm delighted in these things. Do I delight in them the same way in God? Where is God on that list? So that made me think. I didn't mention God, right? And I do love the Lord. For those of you who, you know, are not religious, I'm sorry, but I've been spiritual as a five-year-old. I used to go to church, play the maracas. I don't know how you say that in English, I'm sorry. But I remember just lifting my voice and praising the Lord at 5 years old, so that you know how far back I go. I am in my 40s. And, you know, I looked at the list again and said, yeah, God is there, because everything that I love is by His grace. And, you know, I am delighted in Him by the things that I have. This perfect world, my perfect life, I am blessed to be alive. Indeed, God gives me the desire on my heart. God, no matter what happens today, my life is good, and You made it so. And that's all I have to say. You know, at the end of the day, we always say, you know, we got to put God first, and we do, but, you know, at the same time, we have to live with the world and people amongst us and have to do things that sometimes are not in our best interest. And so, you know, you can not say put Him on the sideline, you know, because I do pray every day. I pray when I eat, I pray before I go to bed, I pray when I wake up. I thank Him that I'm alive every day. So that to me is putting Him first. But, you know, so what are some of the things that, you know, you do spiritually to, you know, let the higher power know that you're thankful, grateful for what you have? I would love to hear from you. Again, this is your host, Fiordalisa, and I just, you know, wanted to share that with you. Thank you. Have a good day. Love, peace, and happiness.